Universal Energy Radio's The Abundant Power Hour with myself and Anita. This is Anna, of course. Hi, Anita. We're both on the air here. It's so wonderful when everything runs so smoothly. Ooh. That's my gratitude. That's another gratitude. I'm doing my gratitude.
There you go.
Today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Always feeling good about that. So love it. So yeah. Wow. Another Monday. Had to be reminded. It's another Monday. Just in doing so. I feel like I'm busier now than I've ever been before. And it's like, I'm not physically going anywhere. It's kind of cool. So
that's really neat.
This whole past couple of weeks, I think, have been real. I mean, for me, they've been real inspiring and really opening myself up to, you know, my next steps, of course, but also love what's coming in. I love the energy right now, you know, just connecting with, especially our little group that we have, connecting there it's just neat to see everybody happy, I guess. That's the key right there. Everybody that shows up gets happy. So, yeah. So what's been going on in the world of
same thing, working on some things. I'm going to be doing an hour presentation on the Love Fest, which is part of the Angel Alchemy Academy I was in. I'm going to be doing it on miracle magnetism. So preparing for that. And then, a lot of the people that I graduated with, we exchange readings. I exchanged a reading with someone this morning, which was powerful.
Nice.
Venue is more, she goes through your chakras, you know, grounds you, go through your chakras, and then she releases, kind of like what you're doing, but in a different way. But she replaces what you don't want with what you do want.
No, your blocks,
it's just a method she uses, going through your crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did a great job.
So
I had yours and I had hers, and I'm just releasing all over the place.
I think that's it. There's an immersion to shift right now, to shift your energy if you're in a space of even, don't usually use these words, but out there right now, there's fear, there's anxiety, there's people who don't understand the transformation that's happening in the world. They don't understand that we're moving from 3D to 5D. And, you know, I will admit, you know, we've talked about the 5D, 4D, 5D, the different layers, and I'm still, I'm understanding it more and more. And of course I understand the 5D. And what I understand is that we can, I think they said, what is it? Like humans can be in, I think it's like 7 or 9 dimensions at any given time. There's like a number. I was listening to, of course, a webinar about this, and I thought it was really interesting how resistant a lot of people are to this transformation or this idea of moving into this new energy. And I just happened to be on a little messaging chat with someone, a coach, a counselor actually, that I'm connected with in Canada. And we were going back and forth this morning, and I found out today that she is in a relationship that is not healthy. It's a toxic relationship. And she all of a sudden over the weekend sent me a message saying, you know, I'm having to move. And I thought, okay, you know, I don't know what that means for different people. You just say you have to move. And then she posted and said, you know, I was trying to find a new apartment and I sprained my ankle and, you know, in my head, all these things are pinging up, like sprain your ankle. What does that mean? That means not moving forward. You know, when things happen to us physically, there's something happening emotionally. And so today we got on a call, and I'm not getting into the details of the call, but found out that she's in a toxic relationship and really needs to move out. During all of this, you know, there's, you know, people must move. And if you're in a situation that you're actually quarantined with people who are being abusive, or, you know, I don't think you'd be listening to this show if you were abusive, but if you're in a situation where you're trying to raise your vibration, get into that flow state that we talk about, get into that creative state, then, you know, yes, take some inspired action, do something about it. And so as I'm trying to encourage her, what I'm getting back from her is actual resistance to what I'm attempting to encourage her with. And I realized that, you know, here's someone who is, you know, that's, I'd rather be, you know, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? So I just had to, I had to stop, and I said, well, you know, and then she's, you know, she's throwing God in the mix, and she's throwing her, her certifications and her degrees and stuff. And I was like, you know, I understand that you have all the experience and the degrees, but, you know, and I'll say this for myself too. I've been on this self-awareness path for, you know, probably 12, probably a dozen, over a dozen years now. And we still go through stuff. You're going to go through stuff in life. You're not, you're going to make some decisions, and they're decisions based on, you know, like, you know, we talk about is your unconscious, what's going on in your unconscious mind, and what's going, what the blocks and resistance there. And yes, you could be, I know a lot of spiritual people that have attracted some really unhealthy relationships. And I think what was interesting is she wanted, she refused to say, she just didn't like that idea that I was saying that she manifested. And I didn't say, oh, you manifested this. I said, when we manifest situations in our life, relationships, you know, and they can be children, parent, parent, children, grandparents, aunt, uncles, whatever, we have resistance to these relationships. Okay. Those relationships show up for a reason and for a purpose. We create those. We bring everything into our experience. And so in order for us to move forward, we first of all have to embrace it. You embrace, you know, they talk about embracing your shadow side, embrace the dark side, embrace the stuff. I'm not saying go up and hug somebody who's being abusive to you, but what I'm saying is take a look at that person and find the gifts, find the appreciations in that person, find whatever it is that can turn your perspective of them around, because it all, what really matters is your perspective, because you're the only one that can control you. And so this is so powerful. And this is what I was trying to convey for her. And I said, first of all, I was saying, wow, that's being very empowered to move forward in that direction. And you sprained your ankle, so all of these things are happening to look at how, and I think folks listening and you and I know, look at how the universe shows up, or you show up unconsciously to stop yourself from doing something because you think you're keeping yourself in a safe space. And that's what the unconscious does. The unconscious will inadvertently keep you somewhere to saying, oh, you're safe here, not really knowing, no, I'm not safe here, but it's uncomfortably comfortable. And because you've been in this pattern for 10 years, this is what your unconscious knows. This is what your unconscious feels is comfortable. So this is what your unconscious is going to keep you here. So this is what I'm learning now is understanding when we can release those blocks. And these are paradigms from, you know, past lives, from when we were infants, when, you know, the heavy duty kind of screwy ones that really get messed up are the ones at 7 and earlier, because there are contradictions in whomever was giving you that story. And generally there are multiple older people giving you a story, and most of those stories probably didn't line up. And so now you have contradictory stuff going on in there, and you brought that into your present, and here we are. It could be, you know, I believe in past life stuff. I believe in ancestral stuff being handed down, things that weren't resolved. Those are all going to be handed down. So we have this opportunity to I don't want to say fix it because it's not broken, because this is about the journey of
right.
it.
Right. Change it,
and
I would say.
What was that?
Change
Repeat
it
that.
Moving forward.
Change it,
I
move
would
it,
say
yes.
Change it moving forward.
Yes.
Or,
yes.
Or reinvent it or shape it differently or however you want to say it.
Yes. Reframe it. Not even, reframe it. It. You can say reframing, and we can do that on a conscious level, but understand that we run consciously only 5% of we're running 5% of our consciousness is there. That's our creative state, our state of being. And then 95% of us is running unconsciously. So the stuff that
right.
keeps coming up is stuff that is really magnetized to you. It's that stuff that is, it's drawn to you because of this energy that you're putting out. And sometimes we don't, and this is the thing, because we're a law of attraction station. We talk about law of attraction all the time. And really now, like I said, really understanding law of attraction for 10 years now, digging deep, trying to, looking for the answer, right? And now we understand, now that the more we're understanding about neuroscience, the more we're understanding about neural pathways, the more we're understanding about how we think and how our feelings and emotions and our unconscious mind has that control, not really control, but just that safety mechanism that may or may not line up with your conscious mind, which is what you want to do. Oh, I want to go out and, I want to go visit my friends. And then your unconscious mind will say, well, I don't know, you might have a flat tire on the way, or you may, all of a sudden these what ifs start coming up, And so one of the things.
What you did with me the other day, when I realized that, and even came to tears that I realized what hurt me with my mom doing everything and not, asking for help, was that I really just wanted to be with her and participate in things with her.
Right.
And so that opened up that I picked relationships where people didn't participate with. So, no, eventually they didn't work out.
Yeah.
But, so that was huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
And that and you didn't.
And now I can change it.
Yeah. Well, it's up and out. That's just it. Because once you become aware of that thing, you're like, I was little. Mom wouldn't let me. And again, it wasn't that mom didn't love you. Mom just wanted to do everything for you. And since she did that, it came into your adult life as, I'm going to pick partners who, I'm going to do my thing and they're not going to want to participate. Mm-hmm. So that is a big aha moment. It's like, wow, I get
right.
it. So instead of pointing a finger and blaming your significant other or your exes or, all of that. It's like, wait a second, that was a program. And I created that. I attracted that in my life. And so how many people, that's the thing. How many people actually admit that I attracted this not good stuff? I attracted the weird relationship. I attracted, my pattern has been attracting people who I supported in so many different ways. I supported financially, I supported emotionally, I supported spiritually. And my last relationship just ended with me being blamed for so many things, but it was like, but I did it because I cared for you. And then it was like, now that I know who I am, I have to go find myself. I have to go experience things that I never experienced. So it's like, whoa, what just happened? So I have to look at that too, and I have to look at my pattern. It's like I know that I care so much about people that I love them and I want to support them. And now I'm realizing that I have to create boundaries for myself because I can
you need support too.
And that's very different. And I will tell you that whole experience, though, made me ask and continues to make me ask for help. For assistance, for support. And that's not an easy thing for me. Even now, 3 years later, not an easy thing for me. Because when I mean, I'm finding that, and now because I'm changing from, you know, business consulting over to coaching, actually coaching, life coaching people versus, I mean, if they want to build their business, that's fine. It's great. I have, you know, I'm an asset because I can, mm-hmm. I can help you with that. But mindset,
mm-hmm.
because I'm realizing that before you can make these decisions in your life, and before, especially if you're making mega changes in your life and you don't know how to do this, mindset is huge. You've got to have
the proper,
just got to get rid of those blocks and that resistance from within, mm-hmm. and you've got to elevate yourself energetically so that you are in flow state. You are in this state of creativity, and you know, think, those that are listening, think back at a time when, you know, you were doing something and time just seemed to just, you weren't even aware of it. You weren't aware of anything. You were just in a state of just creativity, and you were just doing your thing, and all is well. That's called flow state. And can you imagine staying in that state? Like, you know, I don't, as humans, I don't know that we stay in it 100%, but what if you tip the scales and could stay in it 80, 90, 95% of the time? And that's what we're talking about. That's where I want to get people, so that there are no blocks. There is no resistance. And certainly you're going to have that, you know, let me look both ways before I cross the street. But all the stuff that got you stuck that you're not even aware of, when you can release that stuff, that is the biggest thing. So, I mean, I've got a list of, you know, I've got my list of things that I'm letting go of. And as I let go of each of these and feel more secure, I guess is a good word, more safe, you know, because in creating this, it's like, well, how do you feel about creating this? Well, it feels safe. It feels secure. It feels abundant. It feels, you know, so you're really getting yourself ramped up to, wow, I love those feelings. I love being able to just not be concerned about what's next, honestly, because when I'm creating, I can create from this state of, I have there are no inhibitions around me going, you can't do this, you're not worth it, you know, why are you doing this, you're wasting time, because those were before, that was, you're wasting time on this, go handle this, like, and before, when I had my business, if I wasn't busy in my business during my business time, or talking about business, or something like that, then in my head, I would, you know, a lot of times I'd hear that little voice going, you know, you're not going to have time to finish the job. You know, you're wasting time looking at this other thing. And that's the not easy part, because I knew I wanted to go into consulting. I knew I wanted to go into coaching. And I was doing a little of that, but I wasn't doing what my passion is. And finding out that this is my passion now, it's like, oh, you know, I'm pretty passionate about stuff. When I jump into things, I like to jump into them. And that's why I've kind of been on and off the air for about 7 years podcasting. And that's the interesting part, is I want to share what I learn. I want to share what I'm able to accomplish and take the next steps doing. And I will tell you right now, I go back to why I even started that conversation, was because I'm designing my coaching packages and I am wrestling with dollar amounts. I'm wrestling with the money. So I may have to book a session with you, Anita.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, because I'm wrestling with
you
that.
You got
because
it.
It's like, because, you know, I've had my coaches that are telling me, you know, they want me to put together 4-digit coaching packages, and I feel a little bit uncomfortable about that. And I'm like, I know there's an audience out there for it, and I get it, and I feel like it should be accessible to people who, you know, I want to stretch you a little, because that abundance is a big part of it. You got to stretch people a little. And I want to be able to also, you know, quantum step them, which small steps into that, where it is that they want to go once they figure out what that is. But the mind shifts, I mean, you continue on these mind shifts, being able to shift the mind, and there are, you know, techniques in that are just amazing. When we can shift our mind to a place of infinite possibility versus questioning how I'm going to do it and why would I want to do this? And that's just ridiculous. Nobody can do that. And you'd be surprised at what's out there. I'm watching webinars of people who are selling all, I mean, I see stuff every day, what people are selling, and they're charging $2,000-$4,000 for these courses. And I'm like, wow, that's, mm-hmm. you know, I just actually got off a webinar about flow state. And I was just more interested in the content of what they were going to talk about. And mm-hmm. they're talking about, oh, it's, you know, their minimum coaching package is a couple thousand. It's 8 weeks. And, you know, and I'm thinking 8 weeks to get into flow state or even touch flow state. I don't know. I think I want instant manifestation. I want to do it quickly, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, and what I'm talking about is mindset. So, you know, to get.
Well,
like,
that's why I changed mine to hourly.
Yeah.
You know, I have steps.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll do hour sessions with you at a time, because what I found in my life, which is, you know, I found true of many people around me and the groups I've been in too, that, yeah, you can say 8 weeks, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of times in those 8 weeks, things happen where you can't pay as much attention 1 week as you would another week, you know, not because of anything you've done, maybe because of something at work, or you have to go take care of your mother, or you have to, you know, your child has something you have to go to, or, you know, things happen in life. And so
mm-hmm.
I found what works for me is that I offer an hour at a time, but I offer you a series if you want it.
Right.
So you just go at your own pace, because,
right.
I feel people are adults. They're responsible to get what they should get.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I think it makes it a lot more affordable for a lot of people too.
Yeah. And to me, it's beneficial that you work with their schedule. And that's like we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
We do three sessions. Our mastermind does three sessions a week, and not everybody shows up
mm-hmm.
at each session, and that's good. It's just open and available.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the fun part is,
mm-hmm.
you know, you everybody who's supposed to be there is going to be there, and there's no berating. If someone doesn't show up or can't show up, that's okay too. You know, it's great.
Right.
But this
exactly.
is a great primer for each of us. And has been a great primer for each of us to share our gifts and to share where we want to go. This right now,
mm-hmm.
again, is about, first it's about releasing blocks and resistance, and then it is stepping into what it is that you want to create. So we do a little both, and I think it's important that now, if you've got the time, because that's the thing, most of us, there are a lot of people in the world who don't have the time, or they didn't
mm-hmm.
have the time, but they have the time now. I was actually on a call yesterday with a couple of friends, some old friends from school, and had not spoken.
Mm-hmm.
One of them I hadn't spoken to in a couple of years, and the other one I didn't really know in school. I knew of her, and we all popped on the call. Well, funny enough, the one I didn't know very well is an attorney in California, and she's moving. She actually is not thrilled about that. She wants to move into art therapy, which I love. And so we had this, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're having this mixture of a spiritual conversation and catching up with each other, all three of us actually, because my friend Mickey is that way
mm-hmm.
too. So it's just very blessed to connect
mm-hmm.
with people with like minds and who are experiencing.
Yeah, and see, I find some people don't have as much time because they're homeschooling.
Yes, that's true too.
So you see what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
why I do it the way I do it, because, you know, like I say, if somebody wants to do it in 8 weeks, they can, because they can do an hour at a time, you know, each week.
Yeah. Yeah.
But somebody that's now homeschooling that doesn't have the time they used to because they're dealing with the kids at home too, plus everything else they're doing, then you know, that it works better for them to maybe do it once every 3 weeks or once every 2 weeks.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. So I agree with you. It's just different right now.
Yeah. It's different for everybody. So it's you know, people being
mm-hmm.
flexible, but there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like even now for the next 3 days, if you're on social media on Facebook, you can search Global Mindset Summit, and there are speakers coming on
mm-hmm.
every 30 minutes. Some of them do an hour, but mostly 30-minute just conversations. Or some people are doing meditation. Some people are talking about neuroscience. Some people are doing EFT. It's just a combination of different people with different tools to help you shift your mindset. And this is a big thing now, because what a lot of people are realizing, even I'm doing a 30-day challenge with really honing in on my brand. And so it's not a hard course at all. It's just there are steps that need, you know, they have a private Facebook group, and you've got to not only have to do the steps, but you've got to publish it to them, which I think there's like 1,000 people in the group or something. And people give you feedback, and you have to go in, and what is it you have to do? You have to go in, you have to post your homework. And then you have to tag somebody who the day before was acknowledged. And then you have to go find somebody in the list and you tag them too. So it doesn't matter where you are when you get tagged. It just reminds you, oh, it's time for you to, you know, step up and do this. So I'll find somebody who did, like, I'm just on day one, basically. And so this is how it's working. I haven't even been accepted into the group yet, because it's like there's 72 hours to get into the group. So once you're in there, though, this is what they do. And I thought, well, this is really cool. So I'm going to, whoever got tagged or whoever put their homework in yesterday, so I go find that person on the feed, I tag them, and then I tag somebody just randomly. I just look in the membership list and I tag somebody randomly. So this is cool. So the next day, like tomorrow or whenever I'm accepted, I'll get tagged, and then some other random person will get tagged. So it kind of just keeps you, in the loop. It just keeps you going. And I thought, what a great way to acknowledge people for taking steps and actually doing what they say they're going to do, and acknowledging them for what they do. So, there are ways to do this. But one thing that I realized is when I got into the back end of this challenge, the first thing that the gentleman said was, we're going to talk about your mindset, because because that's the first thing, right? It's like you can support people all day long. I'll support people all day long, but if they haven't shifted their mindset, guess what? They're not going to shift. And I raised my hand at that because I didn't understand it. And how many times did I try to move out of what I was doing to move into what I wanted to do? And I had one foot in what I wasn't thrilled about and another foot doing what I wanted to do, but not wholeheartedly, because I was still concerned over here. So now I'm in a position to really focus on my brand and focus on who I'm becoming. Because also, when you change your mindset, you actually create a new identity for yourself. And that can be a little daunting for some people, because it's like, wait, I don't want to change.
Yeah.
But then I do want to change, but
I'm noticing that from what you're doing with us, you know, because you like in the sessions, I'm seeing things, you know, I thought I had let go of a lot of things, but I'm seeing things that I didn't realize were there, because you're getting to the bottom of it. You're getting to the core. And so, yes, that's changing me as a person. Because especially at looking at what do I really want, you know, that's being very helpful.
Yeah, the visualizing. Last night, for those that are listening in, what we're talking about is we have a mastermind group. And last night I did exercises with the group that uplifted our energy and got us vibing pretty high. And then I did a visualization of what our life is looking like in 2 years, and you experience that from a place of being in it, being present in it. It's just being in that just for a few minutes. You know, if you're an Abraham Hicks follower, Abraham says, if you hold the vibration for 17 seconds or more, and so when you hold that vibration for 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, oh my goodness, that's powerful. And we keep doing that. So even in between, you know, I encourage everybody to just keep doing that. And that's why I post uplifting things. That's why I post things that inspire people, hopefully inspire people, post things that, you know, it's either, Yeah. So when you post mm-hmm. something that makes somebody smile or anything that I do, I just want to do from a place of love and really supporting people. And I think it's important mm-hmm. that, you know, that, I mean, for me, that's important for me to mm-hmm. be very aware of what I'm putting on social media, being very aware of how I am being around people and how I'm experiencing people. And when I do feel like maybe what I'm saying, someone is not ready to receive that, I step back from that, because that
mm-hmm.
I can sense right. a resistance. I can feel a resistance and a block. Mm-hmm. And then I will invite people. I've invited more people to do these exercises with us. And it's funny to me how some really question, what are you doing? What is it that you're doing? What is it that you're, mm-hmm. I don't understand. And it's like, so to me, when they question it and they're not, because if you're in a place that you really want to shift, you're going to step up. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to, you know, especially if somebody right. hands you a ticket and says, hey, come on for this ride. Just come on for 45 minutes. So an hour, let's just have a conversation.
And it's free. Right,
and it's
now
free.
Because
yeah,
you're
right
developing
now.
It. Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
I'm developing the course. So I think that's wonderful. I probably will do another experiment, if you will, probably coming up, starting this next month. If anybody who's listening, if
sure.
you want to join, just email me at anna@lifegetsbetterandbetter.com and I will let you know what I'm doing. It's not like I haven't even built, I've got some blog posts on there and there's some freebies on that website, which is lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. And you can, there's a couple things that you can do. There's, I've got a free 7 days of play mini coaching course that talks about how you're speaking and how you're just being present in the world. I've got some powerful I ams, and there's our sponsor, which is the MAP Coaching Institute. There's a $7 session that you can get through that website. Just click that link and it takes you over. And this is the stuff I'm talking about. This is the mind, the neuroscience / it's metaphysical. It's sciency. It's everything,
mm-hmm.
but it's very simple and easy. And I guarantee everybody a shift.
And it goes deep.
On the first,
deep.
Do
yeah.
one session, I guarantee you a shift, because that's,
mm-hmm.
It's an amazing process. So they will ask you if
yeah.
you want to join their coaching. And I've had friends and family join their coaching, and I'm cool with that, because I'm actually working
mm-hmm.
in conjunction with them. I don't get paid. I just want to tell everybody that $7, I don't get paid to do these things. I'm in their program. I am so in awe of what they do, and I'm carrying
mm-hmm.
it through to my own work that I can shout it from the rooftops. And I, you know, I'd love to have everybody do these things with me. That's great. But I'm one person, and I won't be doing, I'll be doing some coaching, but I'm going to be out there being more of a mouthpiece than anything
mm-hmm.
else. And that's really what I want to do.
But I might warn people, just a little warning.
Yeah.
Do not do it unless you're ready to shift.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Because
I'll just put that little warning out there, because it will cause you to shift. And
yeah,
I mean, I cried twice. I've been blown away at what I saw. So it is going to cause you to shift.
And that yeah. when, you know, so many people out there who are doing energy work, spiritual work, and, you know, talk about healing and stuff. First of all, nobody's broken. This is about releasing.
Right.
It's about you. This facilitation is you. Colette actually does these. Colette Stryker, she's a psychotherapist, actually. But she created the MAP program. She what she does is she talks to your superconscious mind and asks your superconscious mind to actually shift your unconscious to release blocks and release resistance. So you're actually doing all the work. She's facilitating this. And there's a,
mm-hmm.
a conversation that has to happen. You watch a video before she does this. So a couple of hours to do this. You do it in a group setting on Zoom. And it is very powerful. And yes, when you start shifting, And I see this with so many people, stuff in your life gets disrupted because you are changing and you have to change your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly, I will tell you, that's exactly what happened in my life, because I was like really I wouldn't say I was trapped at all, but I can say that I felt like my shoulders were being held down. That's the only way I can describe it. Like somebody was just, maybe I'm sitting in a chair and somebody just had their hands on my shoulders. And it wasn't a bad feeling, but I was uncomfortable. I was comfortably uncomfortable. And so it took my partner of 18 years to walk out the door for me to go, okay, get your hands off my shoulder. It's time to go. And so I talk about when I usually do my talks, I do bless the mess, because I talk about how messy it got and how I shifted that. I pivoted that whole thing. So now when I do talk to my ex, I'm having more empowered conversations. We don't dig deep in our conversations, but at least we're communicating, and I'm talking to my kids. I don't see them because they're in another state, but having conversations with them, getting reconnected with them. And to me, that's all part of this process. And all I can be mm-hmm. for my children now is an example of
mm-hmm.
how I'm moving my life in the direction that I want to go and living mm-hmm. my heart's desire and where I want to be in this world. And so when you start, then this is what happens, because when you start wanting to make changes, and I've been wanting to make changes for the past 10 years of my life, and it finally, if you don't understand it, the things will happen. Like, I won't say that big of a thing, like, you know, you having issues with a partner, a spouse, or parents, or whatever, but you might, things, you'll start being different, and sometimes people don't like that. And
well, I
you
think
will,
that flows into our coaching too, though, Anna, because
mm-hmm.
I know with my abundance coaching, you know, mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many people, like even on the call today, they mm-hmm. say, I don't know what to say to you because, you know, I get what you're saying. And so they're catching themselves going into these old stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like a reminder of that, which is good.
Yeah.
And then I'll have other people say, you know, when they're talking to me, well, I can't say it that way because you're always in my head.
Yeah.
And that's good. That, I mean, to me, that's what a coach is. A coach
mm-hmm.
is to empower you and really get your mindset, like you say, in an empowerment place to get you
mm-hmm.
to who you truly are, what your passions are, like you're saying, and all that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So us changing our identity, you, me, helps other people. We set like
yes.
an example is what I'm trying to say.
No, that's perfect too. And I love the conversations that I've had with people doing the course, and they're like, they start to talk about, and same thing, they're starting to talk and they stop themselves and go, well, I could say it was not easy, but now it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
So they
mm-hmm.
definitely get a change. There's definitely a shift there. So definitely try that for sure and see if,
mm-hmm.
if, you know, it does. Then I tell everybody there's definitely a shift. Especially I do. They when you're in their program, they actually have processes every single day that you can tap into, and they're real quick. They're 20 to 30 minutes. You just tap into them, listen, and get your energy ramped up. And man, if I do that in the morning, and it just ramps me up for the whole day. I'm like, woo! They say it. They guarantee that it'll last like 6 hours. Like if you're just kind of not doing anything, that vibe lasts for 6 hours. But during the day, if you're doing things to keep ramping up your energy, or you're appreciating, or you're in gratitude, you know, whatever. Like today I went out after I was doing some work. I was all ramped up. I got some work done, went outside, walked in nature. I took my shoes off so I could walk in the grass and just feel the grass and just appreciating and looking at everything around here. My dad and his wife are doing landscaping. Had to go check that out. Just admiring the beauty of nature. When you keep doing that, your energy stays in that level. You keep, it's like you don't, it's almost like you don't stop. It's like, woo, you know? So I thought to myself earlier, maybe I'll take a moment. I actually did. I stopped and just sat quietly, listened to some music. I don't like 20 minutes. And then I was like, well, I could dive into another program. I think I had like 30 minutes before the show or something. And I was like, no, I'm just going to sip water and watch some really fun videos. There was a cool video somebody posted on Facebook about two beings, and they're represented by two young ladies, little girls, that their mouths weren't moving, but they were speaking to each other. And it was just about the energy of what's happening right now. And I just thought it was amazing.
Oh,
I've watched
that. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
I've watched it
that
like,
was neat.
I've watched it like three or four times. I'm like, I just love that.
That
I love
was
that
neat.
Video.
I did like it too. With like a sky black background or a blue background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're just talking to each other, but they weren't moving their mouth. And I love that. They were just telepathically talking to each other. So it's an example of what's to come. It's an example of how we should be in the world. And it's an example of just living a life of love and joy and support and sharing. And it's definitely, it will be a paradigm changer for sure. This is a paradigm changer. So we, right now we can be in that state of fear, that state of love. We always have a choice. There's always a choice. And that's what I love. Yep. Well, I'm going to open it up to, we have one person raising their hand, and bless you for hanging out while we chitty chatted a little bit. And if I've got people in the queue, so if you all want a reading, a message,
how to raise their hand. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's I'm about to tell them. Here we go.
I
yes.
know. I'm
so
sorry.
Anita has her cards ready, and she will do messages. And so, if you want a card and a message, you know, raise your hand. And how you do that is you push one on your phone, and that puts a little ping next to your number, and that just says you are in the queue for a reading. So I'm going to pull in our first caller, and so we can get you a message. Hold on one second. Let me use my technology button here. Hello, area code 610. You're on the air with Anna and Anita.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good.
Yes. Who is this?
Tattered Hat.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Would you like, I'm
how
guessing
you
would like, we're pretty good. We're, it's like
yeah,
we're
I'm
in,
great.
We're in the flow state right now, so we're doing pretty good. We've been doing a lot of shifting the past week or so it's been a nice state to be in. So do you have a specific question, or would you like Anita to just do some cards and pull them for you?
I have a question I need advice on.
Okay, we'll see what we can help you with.
Okay, so I have a brother. I love him dearly. He's so cute. I really love him. He's 16, I'm 29. But the thing is that he kind of violent, you know? Like, not too violent. Sometimes he just horseplays. That's fine. But, like, I don't know, like, he can push me, like, far, far away when I was walking, you know, through the kitchen. I'm just taking a walk on first floor. It's kind of my thing. And he can be quite violent and aggressive. And, you know, I tend to give him my money, you know, like maybe we made a bet. And I was like, I lost. I should, you know, like, follow the rule, you know. But the thing is, like, I just feel like I'm wondering whether it's a good investment to, like, a role model, like, being honest, because in the end, he's still going to be kind of rude to me, you know, and I was wondering what do you guys think about, you know, what's right to do? Like, should I give him money, like I promise him, because maybe, yeah,
I would
made a bet.
While Anita's shuffling the cards, my first thought was stop making the bets. Stop actually not, you know, don't shut him off, like don't not talk to him, but just stop any engagement that has anything to do with money, that has anything to do with literally giving each other. Like, if he loses the bet, does he give you his money?
I don't actually recall him losing for once.
Okay, so he's constantly winning. Hmm. Yeah, I would say stop betting with him. And maybe do some, if you can think of something, so he's 16, so he's a teenager, so you know, there's hormonal stuff going on. There's a boy, he's a boy, so there's aggressive stuff going on. And I'm not saying that of every boy, because I have a 15-year-old son who's just very mild-mannered. And I would say, though, when you add to that, like if you're talking about, you know, I'm making a bet with him, stop betting with a 16-year-old. Just don't do it. Just stop. You're the adult here. So, and when he is aggressive, maybe ask him why he's behaving the way he's behaving. And not in a sense that he's going to necessarily know the answer, but it's about waking him up to his actions, waking him up to what he's doing. I know that I've been, as you're saying that too, I had a picture of a friend of mine's son who wasn't, he's aggressive, but he's not pushed anybody, but he just kind of gets in your face. Like he really gets in your face. And I remember being around him at some point and I just turned around. I said, what kind of conversation can we have? Like sit down at the table with me and what kind of conversation can we have? And it kind of threw him off because he was like not expecting me to just be very calm and say, have a seat with me. Let's have a conversation. You know, for him, you can say, you know, you're 16 years old. Why don't we sit and have a conversation? Why don't we talk? Why don't we go either get some food or maybe cook some food together? Why don't we sit together, watch a movie? I don't know if that's possible within your situation because I don't know. But
no,
what I'm saying
it's
is
not possible.
What I'm saying is interact with him versus, I don't want to say you're reacting because I don't think you are, but I think if you stop the betting with him and just not giving him, like making those situations, because yes, if you're going to bet with him and you lose the bet and you don't pay him, then yes, you're teaching him that he can, you could teach him different lessons with that. But I would suggest not. I would suggest stop any of that kind of behavior, like stop betting and just be more in a state of, feel like there's an anticipation every time this happens in your mind, you're saying, oh, I'm just going to lose this. I'm going to have to give him money again. So again, that's on you. Like you've got to stop it. You've got to be the adult in the situation because he's a teenager. And maybe I don't know if there's a situation where you can have a conversation with your parents and, you know, have a discussion about it and say, you know, this behavior is not cool. Like it hurts. It hurts. Not only does it hurt physically, but it hurts emotionally.
I try telling them, they don't care.
So they just let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you're still living at home?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that's, you know, I would say try to talk to him. Try to have that conversation with him. Because
yes.
And it could, you know, honestly, there's so many things not knowing the situation. But I know a lot of times aggressive behavior comes from the food intake, what he's eating. I don't know. A lot of processed foods can do that to kids. A lot of sodas, a lot of things that aren't healthy.
Red
dye. Yeah, I have two nephews that were labeled as ADHD in school, and my sister changed their diet and their behavior changed over, like within 2 to 3 days, their behavior went from aggressive to not being able to sit still, not being able to do things, to being really good students, paying attention. They found out even one of them was dyslexic, so they got him a tutor. All these things were able to come into fruition because they changed their diet. And so that was huge. So again, I mean, I'm not a therapist. I don't know. But my thing is like, yes, if you're going to make bets with him, follow through on the bets. But you're the adult in this situation, you're 29. So you're the adult in the situation. And, not knowing family dynamics, if your parents aren't willing to step in, then I don't know what to tell you. I would hope that parents would step in and try to pay attention to their children's behavior. I think that's important. That having a situation where there's a reactive behavior, there's something going on, and I'm not in his shoes, and I don't understand, and not understand the stuff of a 16-year-old because I don't know the situation. So there's a lot going on, and it could be very well your parent really caring, then he probably wants attention. This is the only way he will get it. So maybe that conversation is like, that's what I'm saying. You know, can you sit down and have a conversation, or let's go, come walk with me. Like, don't, you know, let's just walk and maybe come up with, I mean, it's some things that I used to do with my kids, and I know, Anita, you've got to get to the cards, but I used to sit down with them, get a piece of paper, and I'd draw some really weird thing, and then I'd hand it to make something out of art, you know, and I'm talking art therapy now, which is just get him in doing something creative that gets his mind, it shifts his mind from this. I'm sure he's got it on and whatever he's watching, and if he's playing games, I don't know if he's playing video games, but sometimes these video games can do it. But do something to get him to change his mind, shift his mindset as well. And I do, to me, again, not a therapist, but it sounds like a cry for attention. And this is the only way that he understands that he's going to get attention is being aggressive.
Yeah, so, I feel so bad, though. Like, I just feel horrible, like, from the treatment. It happens every time. Even after I give him the money, I highly regret it because, like,
Then stop, because that whatever you're feeling inside, and this is for everybody listening on this call, whatever you're feeling inside energetically will project itself out there. You're feeling bad. You're feeling regret. You're feeling all these things. Look at these words. These are powerfully strong, heavy words. When you're feeling that and it's in your body, guess what? It projects out into everything that you're going into. So instead of looking at him as, oh, you know, I don't know what to do about this guy, he's being so violent or he's being pushy, maybe sit, if you can find a place to sit and just be, maybe go walking without him and visualizing him just being calm. And I know that sounds odd, but in your mind, you have to have him calm. In your mind, you have to have him not doing what you do because that's a control situation, but how would you like his person, how that interaction with him to be? And so find that within yourself. Find out that what you just keep running that film in your mind of how you want that interaction to be, and just feel what that feels like. Does it feel good? Does it feel like I'm connecting with my brother? Does it feel like I want to love having conversations with him? I like playing cards with him. I like playing games with him. Every once in a while, we'll listen to music. So you see, I'm doing, I'm ramping it up, because when that happens within you, then that spills out and becomes a domino effect, becomes like the butterfly effect. When you change how you perceive him, everything is going to change. But again, I will say, I don't know what he eats. If he's eating a lot of processed foods, if he's eating a lot, drinking a lot of sodas and eating a lot of sugar and things like that, that can all be contributed to what's happening in his world too. So if you've got, again, I mean, from what you're saying, if your parents aren't really caring, if nobody's really paying attention to this guy, he's going to get attention any way he can get it. And he's been taught that the only way he's going to get attention is by being aggressive and being pushy. So I would say pay attention to that for sure. And think about how you're thinking when you're around him, because that is the same thing. Like when I get to talk to my kids through FaceTime, I don't want to be sad that I'm not with them. So I do things to ramp my energy up, and I'm so ecstatically happy when I talk to them, and we're so creative. My daughter and I are actually writing a book. So she gives me the props. I write the book, and every time I see her, we've added a chapter. I mean, every time I talk to her, we've added a chapter. And so that is the coolest thing. And so I've decided that's what I'm going to do. Whatever my kids, however I can interact with them, that's how I'm going to interact. But anyway, so Anita, I want you to do the cards, because I know I've been talking there for a minute.
Oh, that's okay. The cards kind of went along with what you were saying. So I felt like I should pull an empowerment card.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all are empowered. We just don't sometimes use it. So it's interesting because your card was destroy the doubt. Eliminate the doubt that you can affect change, that you will receive what you are due, and that justice will be done. Release the doubt and accept the challenge to change what you consider unacceptable. So you do have the power to change it, but I do agree with Anna that a lot of the words you're using and a lot of the behavior by continuing to bet with him and to give him money is actually helping him, not hurting him. So I really don't blame him at this point for continuing the behavior because he's getting something from it. But the other card you got was the Lynx, L-Y-N-X, and it's look beyond immediate appearances, and that's what you were talking about, Anna. Get down to the root, you know, like do not put up with the behavior till he, you know, talks to you and you can get to the root of why he's doing this. That's up to you. You don't have to put up with him. If he's not willing to go halfway, then you don't have to go halfway.
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel that what you were saying was right, you know, right on target. And and it even the card says you'll discern the deeper truth of any situation or person.
Right.
So it's exactly what you were saying.
And it's about that honesty factor too, because there was a situation with my daughter and some a couple of friends, but one of them isn't really a friend, but kind of something similar is that this one young lady really wants to play with my daughter, and she was coming over before all the quarantine and stuff. She would always come over, knock on the door, and say, hey, can Lil come out and play? And so, you know, it's like, Lil, do you want to go out? Well, Lil was hesitant, and it's like, you don't have to. And she's like, I really don't want to because I don't want to play with that girl because she's aggressive and she's mean. And I said, okay, we have two choices. You don't have to play with her. That's fine. And she's a young girl. She's only 8 or 9. This is her behavior. So can we be honest with her about her behavior and say, right now, I really don't want to play with you because this is how you treat me. And I do not feel like I want to be around someone who treats me like this. And I'm not asking you to, like, you know, do everything that I tell you to do and be all, you know, I'm just asking you to be nice because she's not nice. She's very threatening and she threatens people and verbally abuses people. And I've seen it. So I know this is, but when the kids were all out, you know, obviously the girls are all playing and she and her friend, her other little friend are playing and this other young lady wants to join. But the problem is that everybody says she's mean. They don't want her in there to play. But instead of explaining it to the young lady to help her make some shifts, everybody ignores her. And I said, why don't – and doesn't that make you even meaner? Wouldn't that make you even more aggressive when someone just ignores you? So what I'm saying is if your parents aren't paying to him, nobody's paying attention to him, he's watching. He's 16 years old. So he's going to go the way he was taught. He's going to go, and not even somebody saying, this is how you have to be. But in his mind, he feels like, if I get somebody's attention, I've got to push them or be mean to them in some form of way. And that behavior just gets forced over and over and over, betting with him. When, you know, he doesn't feel like what you're doing is right or fair to him, he's gonna be that way. So I'm just saying, stop what you're doing, stop your thinking, because it has to start. And yes, that sounds weird. Changing his behavior for you means that you have to start, and that's with everybody. It's folks, change it with yours. And then you will watch it change on the outside because it has to start from the inside. And every person, every situation, experience is there to serve us. It's there to be a mirror for us. So once we realize that, And it's like, how do I want to be with this person? How do I want to, you want to love him. So express that. You don't have to go out and say, I love you, bro. In your heart, what does that look like? What does that feel like? How do you shift it within you first? So pay attention to that and look into that. And you've got that. I feel like Anita said, you've got that. You're empowered. You've got that within you. So in order to change his behavior, it's like you have to change your behavior. So I know, again, always sounds odd, and he's there. He's in your life for a reason. Everything that's happening around you is there for your experience and for you to shift something within yourself to allow that energy to shift outside of you. So I hope that's helped you, and I hope that's helped your brother, will help your brother.
Can I raise another, like, point, though?
Real quickly, because we've run...
Yeah, we won't have it.
Go ahead. I forgive easily. That's all. Like, my entire family of four other members, like, are kind of weird, and I keep forgiving them. And yeah, I also make bets with my dad, but like only when rarely. And like, I just have a problem because I always forgive them, you know, and they still hurt
me
later. Yeah,
stop betting with every. Yeah, stop betting. Stop betting with everybody. Change that now, because when, to me, that's a very people love to do. They're people that love. I'm gonna bet you this. I'm gonna bet you that. Just stop that behavior, because you're manifesting something. Whatever you're betting on, you're manifesting something in that. You're putting energy and intention into that, and somehow it backfires. You're seeing now. I mean, you didn't even quite finish, but I hear that, and it's like there's a pattern. Make that pattern. Scratch that record. When I mean scratch that record, is somebody, and then down the road is awry and somebody's mad, and that's the pattern. This is happening over and over and over again. Your brother gets aggressive. Things are happening. So scratch that record. That's the thing I can tell you right now. To enable to better your relationships with every single person in your life, your family, your friends, you've got to sit with yourself and find a place within yourself and appreciate every single person. And you do that for yourself and shift your channel outside of you. That's the big takeaway for tonight.
I have a problem being cool-headed. Like, I'm, like, highly excitable.
Okay, well,
like, I just do everything from my heart, you know, so... I'm, like, excited with people. I show it, like, wear my heart on my sleeve. I feel like being cool-headed with my family would help a lot, but I have to be excitable with my boyfriend, sure, but, like, I don't know. I can't act, you know? I'm, like, do everything from the heart.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you do everything from the heart, but you're regretting it after you do it. That's what I'm hearing. So if you actually... Before you do something from your heart, step back, observe, breathe, and give yourself some time before you jump in and say yes. Assess the situation. Again, change your behavior first, and everything around you changes. So that's the only thing, no matter your boyfriend, your brother, your mother, your father, grandparents, cousins, nieces, nephews, whatever is in your family, whoever's in your family, everybody. And then choose, because you don't have to. I know in the quarantine, if you're living with people, you're going to be in there with people, but you don't have to. I'm living in a house with two other people. I don't see them half the day. So you don't have to be around people. Choose to not. If that's really going to affect your vibration and your energy, choose not. Because you can't be in the same room with aggression and be in a state of love. Okay, you can't be in a room of people who are going to agitate you and be in a state of love. You can't make a decision from love when you are being agitated. It doesn't work. There's two different frequencies there. So whenever somebody asks something of you, just say, I need some time to think about it and really assess what you're going to do next. And yes, you may love somebody and you want to give them something or do something for them, but you have to ask, is that going to be detrimental to their health? And I don't mean giving somebody money. Is that going to be detrimental to his health? Maybe he's going to take it and go do something not nice with it. I don't know. But what I'm saying is just pay attention to your energy You can't change anybody else. The only person you can change is yourself. And once you change yourself, everything around you changes. It's universal law. And that's what we're talking about here. That's
thank you guys so much.
And thank you. And you have a good evening.
Good luck to you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep. And that's a constant thing for everybody. We have to understand. And so many people want to make other people change, and you cannot. How you make them change is you change themselves. You change yourself, and you will find you either find that they are going to shift and come along with you, or they are literally going to disappear from your life. You know, they're not going to connect with you.
Plus, you can't keep labeling them like
yes.
Mm-mm. They're aggressive, they're this, they're that, because that's what they're going to be.
Yes, because you've set the intention already.
You just put the label on them. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was talking about earlier. When people don't accept that you create your reality, you are the manifester, you are the creator, you are so powerful that you can do that, and you've got those things. Those things are being unlocked in every single person on this planet. It's up to us to walk into that 5D experience. It's up to us to create the new reality. It's that powerful. And it's taking inspired action, but that's inspired action within ourselves first, and then step out. And that's why I'm saying mindset is so important. It's the first thing that we should address. Every single person should address that before we do, or while we're doing our other things, while we're moving forward and whatever we're creating, address the mindset. Intend to shift your mindset and watch what happens. Good stuff. Woo! All right.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What else? Nobody else is raising their hand. That's good, because we're a couple minutes over. That's okay. I mean, if you wanted to, other folks that are on, you know, we would do one more call. We would do one more if you wanted, but that's a say goodbye. Oh,
yeah.
It was a good show.
Last chance.
I know.
Press one if you want a card reading.
Oh, well, let's do one for the group. Let's just do one for the group.
Oh, you want to do one for the group? Well,
yeah,
okay.
Let's do the one for the group. The folks that are listening on, and then people that will download the show later will get that too. So that's really cool.
Okay, so we'll do an empowerment one, since you and I love to empower people.
Yep, feeling empowered. So love to empower folks.
Yeah.
It's not, I want to say this. I want to say it's easy. We make it difficult. I don't want to say difficult. We make it not easy within ourselves to make those shifts. We think that we can't. We limit ourselves. And that's what I'm saying. When you release those blocks and resistance, you actually release the limiting beliefs of who you are. And that's the really cool part, is when you're like, whoa. Especially when you've got something that you were resistant about, and you go through this process, and all of a sudden you're like, you tap into that memory or whatever it is, that whatever was bothering you, whatever was stressing you out, whatever was making you anxious, and it's gone. And that anxiety, stress, everything is eliminated. So if you are listening to this and you've just come on, or you're listening to the replay, I'm talking about the process that I'm working with, and I'm actually being coached by the MAP Coaching Institute, and you can go either to the MAPCoachingInstitute.com and get a $7 session. It's a 2-hour session with Colette Stryker, who created the program, or you can go to LifeGetsBetterAndBetter.com, where you, not only do you get that same deal, but there's a couple other free downloads there for how to shift the way you speak, how to shift what you're visualizing, all that good stuff. So shout out to us. You can get in touch with Anita at Anita@EarthPathGuide.com. Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm. You did.
I said it right. Anita@EarthPathGuide.com, and I'm Anna@LifeGetsBetterAndBetter.com. If you'd like to message us personally, to reach out and connect.
Mm-hmm. And the card for the group was exactly what you were saying. Take responsibility. For better or worse, you're responsible for everything in your past and your future. Don't blame your parents, your teachers, or your boss. Take it on yourself.
Take it on yourself.
Exactly what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Because we are We're the biggest, best manifestors of everything. And until we take credibility for everything and bless the mess, then, you know, again, finding simple things like finding someone's irritating you, find something to appreciate about them. Because I know you're saying, well, what is that? What, are you kidding me? No, because that changes the energy within you. You know, I've had people call me up and go, oh, my boss, you know, I don't like my boss. And I go, what do you like about him? What do you mean, what do I like? I don't like any. No, what do you like? Like, does he dress really cool? Does he wear cool shoes? You know, does he have a cool walk? You know, is he kind of funny sometimes? And there, and I said, find three things you like about him.
Is he gone a lot?
Is he gone a lot? Yeah, find three things that you appreciate about him, because then it changes that within you. Because we're so trained naturally to look for the bad stuff. And that I say bad, not good stuff. Okay. So we're trained to look for the not good in every situation. We're trained to be in fight or flight mode. Let's change that, folks. Let's start using our prefrontal cortex. Let's release that fight or flight, because you know what? There are no tigers chasing us. There are no big woolly mammoths chasing us. So, you know,
let's
we can look at things out in the world
for what we want.
Yes, you turn it into what you want. So stop spending time on literally stop spending time on what's happening in the world. Quit watching the news, because that vibration is from the past. You want to create tomorrow, and you can do that now by raising your vibe. This is how it works. And there's so many ways now. Google flow state. I mean, get in that state, because that state, all things are absolutely possible and coming into your experience, and you've got to be on that vibration to receive it. And then we've talked about this for years. Years. Oh my goodness. But it's so, like, now understanding the missing piece, which is unlocking the unconscious mind. So that is the power now, is unlocking the unconscious mind. I'm looking forward to the next breakthrough in science, because this stuff is good. This stuff is really good. All right, so we're going to sign off. Thank you, Anita, for your card readings and your energy. Love
it.
Thank you. Thank everybody for listening in. We certainly do appreciate you. If you're on social media, please like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio. Instagram, we are Universal Energy Media. Have an amazing morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. Anita and I are on every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have shows tomorrow and Tuesday, The Lowest Effect, Love Originates in Self, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I believe the show on Wednesday is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the evening, and that's Mary Jo Bull. And we are going to start having all the things on Friday. We have just different guests and stuff, and that's around 2. And then we're going to start a map show on Saturday, starting next month. So we're filling up the schedule. Woo! Love it. I'm manifesting all these people showing up. So thank you so much. And thank you, Toddy Tot, for participating and calling in, asking for a card. We love all of you. All right. I am really signing off this time. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Appreciate it.